All right, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Feminine Genius, your daily dose of smart woman strategy. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic has been a total game changer for me. We're diving into the magic of self-love letters. Ever feel like you're drowning in to-do lists, expectations, and that constant inner critic whispering doubts? Yeah, I've been there. But what if I told you there's a simple, yet powerful tool that can rewrite your narrative? That's right, we're talking about writing love letters to yourself. Sounds a little cheesy, maybe even a bit strange at first, but trust me on this one. It's like therapy, self-care, and a motivational pep talk all rolled into one. Now, you might be thinking, Riley, I barely have time to shower, let alone pen romantic sonnets to myself. But that's where the genius of this practice comes in. We're not talking Shakespearean masterpieces here, folks. It's more about a heartfelt conversation with your inner goddess, acknowledging her strengths, celebrating her wins, and whispering words of comfort and encouragement when she needs it most. Think of it as a daily dose of self-affirmation that can shift your entire mindset. You know those little voices in our heads, the ones that sometimes hold us back or make us doubt ourselves? Well, self-love letters are like super-powered megaphones, amplifying the positive and silencing those pesky negative vibes. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-discovery and love. 1. Embrace your authenticity. Forget about comparing yourself to others or striving for some unattainable ideal. This is about celebrating you, in all your messy, beautiful glory. Think about your unique talents, passions, and quirks, the things that make you, well, you. Write them down, acknowledge them, and celebrate them. 2. Acknowledge your wins, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and forget to appreciate our accomplishments. But seriously, give yourself credit where it's due. Did you nail that presentation? Finish a challenging project? Make a delicious meal from scratch? Boom. Write it down. Celebrate those victories, no matter how small they may seem. Trust me, acknowledging your wins builds confidence and fuels your motivation to keep going. 3. Embrace forgiveness. We all make mistakes, folks. It's part of being human. But sometimes, we can be our own harshest critics, dwelling on past blunders and holding ourselves back. This is where self-love comes in. Practice radical self-compassion by acknowledging your imperfections, learning from your mistakes, and forgiving yourself for the stumbles along the way. Remember, growth happens outside of perfection, not within it. 4. Visualize your dreams. This one's a game changer. Close your eyes and imagine yourself living your best life, achieving your goals, surrounded by love and happiness. Write down those vivid images, those empowering feelings, and let them fuel your actions. Visualizing your dreams isn't just wishful thinking, it's a powerful tool for manifesting your desires. 5. Nourish your soul. Self-love is more than just mental affirmations. It's about taking care of your entire being, mind, body, and spirit. Make time for activities that bring you joy, nourish your creativity, and connect you with your inner wisdom. Read a good book, take a walk in nature, dance to your favorite music, whatever makes your soul sing. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you just don't have enough energy or motivation to keep going? We've all been there. Remember Sarah, that super talented artist who kept talking about wanting to finally paint that mural she'd dreamt of for years? She felt stuck, overwhelmed by self-doubt. Then she started writing those self-love letters. Each day, she'd jot down affirmations like, "My creativity is boundless, I am worthy of expressing myself freely, and I believe in my artistic vision." And guess what? Something magical happened. Her confidence soared, her energy levels spiked, and she finally finished that mural, a vibrant masterpiece that captured the essence of her soul. See, self-love isn't just about feeling good, it's about creating the space for your true potential to blossom. It's about giving yourself permission to shine. So, beautiful souls, remember this. You are worthy of love, respect, and happiness. You deserve to be seen, heard, and celebrated. Don't underestimate the power of those self-love letters. They can truly change your life. Now, go out there and write yourself a love letter. Tell your inner goddess how amazing she is, remind her of her strength and resilience, and celebrate every step you take on this incredible journey called life. And don't forget to share your experience with me. Use hashtag Feminine Genius Letters and let's create a community of empowered women supporting each other along the way. Until next time, stay radiant.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.